We're blessed by all the songs today and the messages of them. Love has a name. Jesus, he's a strong name. He's a faithful name. He's somebody reliable. You can count on him. And then the Comforter has come. In the Bible, the Comforter, God's Holy Spirit, sometimes shown as a dove that kind of descends from heaven and makes his presence known. He's more than that, but sometimes he shows up like that. We don't have a dove at home, but we do have a Indian ringneck parrot. And when my wife is upset or my son is upset, the parrot will actually come and be near to them. He will, she will come on the bed of my son and sit there or get on my wife's shoulders and look at her like, you know, and then she'll look at me like, what did you do now? But it's interesting, if you have a pet, how that pet will take on the emotions that you have. If you're upset, the pet will be concerned. If you're, you know, running around, the pet will join the party. So the God is like that. When we are hurting, he will come near to us. And he's very faithful. So put your trust in him. In 1 John, God's Bible talks about following Jesus, which is a great invitation or blessing, or following sin and the devil, which we have all done at one time or another. And somebody prayed a prayer that I thought was good. Since all of us have chronic sin, we might not be committed to that all the time, thankfully, if we know Christ. But we have chronic sin. There are times of when I just try to be like, I'm going to just be me and forget about who Christ is and faith in him, that I just act like I did before I knew Christ. Okay? And it just like somebody would meet with me, they would say, well, you're not going in the right direction. So that is a bad thing. God's word says one day following God is better than 1,000 days anywhere else. And you can put that to the test. One day following God is better than 1,000 days in sin or following the devil. Okay, and maybe you've tried that. And you know, one day following God is better than 1,000 days just doing my sinful, selfish thing. So John's telling us that when we receive Christ, our affection and tendency is more toward God and not toward sin anymore. We're going to trip. We're going to stumble. There's sin that easily besets us, God's word says. But we're to put our eyes on Christ, who's the author and finisher of our faith. So we have a sin problem, but we're not committed to it. Okay? If you're, if you've received Christ, when you sin, it really bothers you. Really bothers you. And you want to turn back to God as soon as possible. If you haven't received Christ, when you sin, you're like a fish in water. I mean, you're living it up. You can't wait for more. You make a parade about it. You have a sin pride parade where you march around and say, look at me, look at me, look what I do. Okay, that's all selfish and not from God. Okay, but God invites us to belong to him. And he gives in 1 John a couple signals that our hearts would belong to him. You could think, do you have a growing love for God? That is, you've heard of Jesus, you trust him, you receive him, and you follow him. Growing love for God, do you have a growing love for people? Before, people were just a pain in the neck. And now you have a compassion toward them. You're out to help them. And or number three, do you have a growing desire to obey God? Why? I want to do what God wants us to do. I don't want to do just what I want to do. So those three signals, growing love for God, growing love for people, and growing desire to go obey God is signs. So here's some slides I put on the board here that may help you see the difference between following God and following yourself. Sin or the devil. I do want to say this, though. Again, as a Christian, you have a new normal. And it's not just a sin. The new normal is, I want to follow God. OK, Okay, it's a new normal. It's like a guy who went to work at a new job, and his boss was a Christian man, so he liked to run everything in a real good way, with some good standards and so on. But the new guy comes to work, and he's just being himself. He starts cussing. He starts gossiping. He starts loafing. He starts stealing. Okay, so the boss finds out about it, and he says, hey, we don't do that here. We do not do that here. And when you receive Christ into your life, you're part of His kingdom. And when you want to go on your own, He says, we don't do that here. We don't gossip in my kingdom. And we don't steal in my kingdom. And we don't, you know, cheat in my kingdom. And so we have a new affection and a new direction that God gives us. And so it's a wonderful thing. We're set free to be who God made us to be. Want to put some things on the screen that might be of help to you? Here's a song that we sang last week. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's a man struggling with sin. He says, yes, sometimes I sin. And sometimes I'm just as selfish as can be. And we have that old magnet in us that goes in that direction. But we have a new magnet that's stronger. And we have the God we love. And so we really end up in the second verse here. Lord, prone to worship. Lord, I feel it. I enjoy praising and thanking God. I'm sure you do too. People go to church usually for two reasons. To thank God, be close to God, and to bless, you know, half dozen or others that you get to know over time. So prone to worship, Lord, I feel it. Prone to serve the God I love. That's who you are. And the baptism kind of illustrates that for Dan and Jake. You know, it's just not them living their life and saying, well, I hope God helps me out here or there. But they say, hey, my life by myself, that's gone. And like Jesus died and rose from the dead, now life by myself's over. I have a new life with God. And like Christ rose from the dead, I rise with Jesus, helps me have a new life with Him. I wanted to, I think I'm going to skip this part because it's a little detailed. And put it this way, God shows us Himself. He does so in nature. Psalm 19 says He preaches a sermon to us every day by what He has made. Okay, the heavens declare the glory of God. And His Bible tells us about Himself. Other people do. Our conscience does. Jesus Himself clears picture. But the sin and the devil stay in the shadows. Okay. They don't want to be known. They don't want to come clean or come out of what they're up to. Sin and the devil stay in the shadows. And sometimes we do this as people, and it's a mistake that God helps us live our lives openly. He's an open-hearted God, so He helps us be open-hearted people. Unwillingness of disclosure, or saying this is where I'm at in my heart, is a sign of spiritual death. It really is. So you want to try to walk away from that if that's your tendency. And for like me, I was more of a quiet person growing up, still am. I'll just keep things to myself. But if I do that, that shows I'm not letting God's light hit that area and share with people what God can do. For example, you're talking to your spouse or your friend and they say, well, how was work today? Let's say you had a bad day at work and you really went off on people. And your response is, I don't want to talk about it. How was it work today? I don't want to talk about it. Or somebody's talking about your family background. How was your family growing up? Oh, I don't want to talk about that. Or even more telling. Do you pray a lot to God, and how does that go? And do you feel like you could trust what Jesus did? Oh, I don't talk about that. You know, I don't talk about religion in public. I don't talk about God. Everything's like under the rug, under clothes. It's a sign of being away from God, trying to keep self in the center of things, where you could be open and say, well, this is how God has helped me. You know, you don't have to like let it all hang out everywhere. We do live in a very opinionated, self-assertive society, but to say, well, God can help in any setting. You know, so be open as God is open. That's the point there. Here's a contrast between Jesus and the devil, and we're going to just say, Lord, help us follow you, not the devil. Jesus is everywhere. So thankful for that, how much better he is than sin and self. Sin is not everywhere. It seems like it. If you watch the news, you think sin is everywhere. But it's a God-saturated world, and there's pockets of very, very bad sin, of course. Devil's not everywhere. Charlie Daniels thought he was down in Georgia looking for a soul to steal. Whether he was or not, I don't know. But we know Jesus was in Georgia. He's in Georgia every day. Okay. Some of you think the devil is in Irwin every day. I don't think so, unless you're hanging out, you know, in the wrong corner in Irwin there. But Jesus everywhere. Opportunity to trust and know him, follow him. You almost have to make an effort to follow the devil if you let that bad magnet take over. Jesus is all powerful, you know, creates everything, universe, your own soul, your fingerprint, and just everything in the whole world, all the creatures and critters. The devil created nothing. Big zero. And how much more wonderful God is. So who would you like to follow? Jesus has all authority over everything. Even the people who got in office last week, you know, they think I got in office, I had the most signs, or I gave a pen and the other guy only gave an emery board, I won. It was because the all authority, he said, okay, you serve the people, you serve me. The devil far under Jesus. Remember in the Bible when there was demons and Jesus would come, and they freaked out. They said, oh, you know, don't beat us up yet, or don't send us into the abyss. So Jesus has all the authority. Jesus defends people. Sin and self and the devil will accuse people. So you don't want to condemn yourself. You know you need God and his mercy, or condemn others. Jesus, life and the giver of life. The devil, murderer, slanderer. Nothing good. Nothing good in that. All righteousness, all good is Jesus. All sin, all bad is sin and the devil. You know, you could read a book on certain religious leaders if you're into that. You could read about Muhammad. And most books will be honest. They'll say, Muhammad did this, but he had these, you know, four or five really bad things he did. Read about Buddha, same story. When you read about Jesus, you're not going to find any books, you know, the bad qualities of Jesus. There's going to be no pages in that book because he was all good, all righteous. You have a chance to know and follow him. And then the truth. Boy, doesn't the truth so refreshing? It's almost like, you know, wow. His Bible is truth. The Word is truth. You can't deal with a liar or deceiver. Jesus loves people. The devil hates people. Jesus is holy and self-sacrificing. The devil is self-centered and whatever. Desires us in heaven, desires us in hell away from God. And what a wonderful thing. John saying, you belong to God, follow him. And he'll help us. He knows we could stumble one time a day, seven times a day. He'll help us be picked up. Don't minimize sin, but really rejoice in how much Jesus can help us. Here's an old song that puts our trust in Christ. A sovereign protector have I, unseen yet forever at hand, can always help you. Unchangeably faithful to save. Nobody ever said, Lord, save my soul. And God said, forget it. You know, that never happened. Almighty to rule and command, whether we acknowledge it or not. He smiles and my comforts abound. God smiles at you. You end up smiling at yourself, I guess. His grace as the rain shall descend. The walls of salvation surround the soul he delights to defend. The safest place in the world to trust Christ and follow him. Not everything good's going to happen on the outside. But you'll say, my soul is safe with God. And that's, you wouldn't trade that for the whole world, really. So, be somebody who follows Jesus, because if you don't, we see the results. We all start off on the, on this side of the page. We need to go the other way. And let's pray together. Lord, we want to belong to you. Our thoughts, actions, heart and soul. And so help us put our trust in you, not in ourselves. Help us to see sin what it is. It's all bad. Someday it'll all vanish. Someday we'll say that's all not true. And we'll say, now God and his ways, that was true. And thank you for being Lord and Savior. We put our trust in you and help everybody do that here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing a song, and Jake and Dan and I, we're going to go and we'll enjoy the Lord in just a minute here. Okay.
I'm going to ask.